Harper Audio presents Forever Painless. End chronic pain and reclaim your life in 30 minutes a day by Miranda Esmond White. Read by Susan Erickson. This audiobook also includes a PDF with visual diagrams and instructions for the exercises detailed later in the program. Please retrieve a copy of the PDF from the website you use to download this audiobook. You'll find the diagrams useful when you reach the exercises in Part 2, the Forever Painless Program. Introduction. The experience of pain can disrupt our lives on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis. The amount of mental, emotional, and physical energy necessary to battle chronic pain can leave us exhausted and demoralized, with little hope for relief. Relationships suffer, jobs are lost. Pain limits our possibilities, shrinks our world, clouds our perceptions, and leaves us less engaged with our families and in our lives. But when we're able to find relief from pain, the whole world changes. Once fearful of movement, we can return to and enjoy our favorite activities, from taking long walks to playing tennis to running around with our children or grandchildren. Without the mental and physical distraction of pain plaguing us, we can be present and enjoy our time with loved ones. We can forgo dependence on others and reclaim our independence, our freedom. We can once again carry our own groceries, walk up and down stairs, and tend to our own gardens. Our lives, once dimmed by pain, become brighter and full of promise. Sound too good to be true? It's not. I promise you, healing from chronic pain, an actual cure for your pain, is possible. Unfortunately, the current medical approach to treating pain is not to heal it, but to manage it. Chronic pain is seen as something to be minimized or muted or coped with, rather than to be permanently fixed. In an effort to rescue their patients from pain, many doctors' primary focus has been on providing immediate relief through pharmaceuticals. But we now know that short-term solutions, though temporarily effective, carry tremendous risk. Today, America is in the middle of an opioid addiction epidemic that has quadrupled in the last decade, claiming lives on a minute-to-minute basis. Drug overdoses have become the leading cause of accidental death in the United States, and opioids have driven this epidemic. In 2014 alone, almost 19,000 overdose deaths were linked to prescription pain relievers, almost twice as many deaths as those linked to heroin. Despite their widespread use, opioids provide only fleeting relief from pain, with patients quickly building up a tolerance. Our quest for a quick fix has left us in the midst of an ever more dangerous public health crisis and, tragically, much further from the true pain cure we need. Thankfully, in recent years, neurologists have begun to uncover evidence that we can, indeed, heal from pain, not just block it or mask it. And as with many forms of healing, the most powerful natural remedy does not come in the form of a pill. It comes from within our own bodies. Correct exercise is the silver bullet. We know that we need to exercise to stay fit. Your doctors have likely encouraged you to exercise regularly, but their suggestions were probably focused on promoting heart health, balancing your blood sugar, or helping you lose a few pounds. We are told, simply, that exercise is good. We should all just do some exercise, any exercise, to remain healthy. However, such general recommendations do nothing to address the issue of healing pain. In fact, though this guidance may be well-intentioned, the lack of specificity is a problem. When exercise programs
Sample complete. Ready to continue?